Lesson 37. A Trip to Scotland.
How long do you intend to stay in London, Jacques?
Only a few days. I don't want to spend all my time in London.
What else do you want to see?
I want to go to Scotland.
How do you intend to go there? By train?
No, that takes over 6 hours. I think it's better to fly.
How long does it take by plane?
I'm not sure. About an hour, I think.
One. How long do you intend to stay in London, Jacques?
Two. Only a few days. 3. I don't want to spend all my time in London.
4. What else do you want to see?
5. I want to go to Scotland.
6. How do you intend to go there? By train?
7. No, that takes over 6 hours. Eight. I think it's better to fly.
9. How long does it take by plane?
10. I'm not sure. About an hour, I think. 38. Flights to Glasgow.
Why do you want to go to Scotland? There are a lot of interesting things to see in London.
Yes, but I've got friends in Scotland.
I see. When do you leave for Scotland?
On Monday, probably, if I get a flight. Where does the flight leave from? Do you know?
No, I'm afraid I don't. Anne, which airport do the flights to Glasgow leave from?
From Heathrow, I think.
One. Why do you want to go to Scotland? Two. There are a lot of interesting things to see in London.
Three. Yes, but I've got friends in Scotland.
Four. I see. When do you leave for Scotland?
Five. On Monday, probably, if I get a flight. Six. Where does the flight leave from? Seven. Do you know?
Eight. No, I'm afraid I don't. 9. Anne, which airports do the flights to Glasgow leave from?
Ten. From Heathrow, I think.
Lesson 39. Exercise 13. Question words with do.
1. Ask Gerd which station the trains to Scotland leave from.
Which station do the trains to Scotland leave from?
2. Ask him when the next train to Glasgow leaves.
When does the next train to Glasgow leave?
3. Ask him how long it takes from London to Glasgow by train.
How long does it take from London to Glasgow by train?
4. Ask Jacques when he arrives in Glasgow.
When do you arrive in Glasgow?
5. Ask him where his friends live in Scotland.
Where do your friends live in Scotland?
Lesson 40. Sightseeing in London.
How long have you been in London, Jack?
Since Friday.
So you've only been here for 2 days?
Yes, that's right.
Have you been to London before?
No, I haven't. In fact, I haven't been to England before.
So you haven't seen very much yet?
Oh, yes, I have. I've already done a lot of sightseeing.
One. How long have you been in London, Jack?
Two. Since Friday.
Three. So you've only been here for 2 days.
Four. Yes, that's right.
Five. Have you been to London before?
Six. No, I haven't. Seven. In fact, I haven't been to England before.
Eight. So you haven't seen very much yet.
Nine. Oh, yes, I have. 10. I've already done a lot of sightseeing. Lesson 41. Holiday plans.
How long have you known Jacques, John?
Since 1970. But we haven't seen each other for more than 2 years.
Have you ever been to Germany, Anne?
No, I haven't. But I'd like to. John's told me so much about Germany.
Have you ever thought of spending your holidays in Germany?
No, we haven't really. But it sounds a good idea.
Well, I haven't made any plans for my next holidays yet. Why don't you spend your next holidays with me?
One. How long have you known Jacques, John?
2. Since 1970. 3. But we haven't seen each other for more than 2 years.
4. Have you ever been to Germany, Anne?
5. No, I haven't, but I'd like to. Six. John's told me so much about Germany.
Seven. Have you ever thought of spending your holidays in Germany?
Eight. No, we haven't really. But it sounds a good idea.
Nine. Well, I haven't made any plans for my next holidays yet. Ten. Why don't you spend your next holidays with me? Lesson 42. Exercise 14. The Present Perfect.
1. Have you done Lesson 41?
Yes, I have.
2. Have I been to England, do you think?
Yes, you have.
3. Has Jacques seen a lot of London?
Yes, he has.
4. Have we done Lesson 41 yet?
Yes, we have.
5. Have Jacques and John known each other since 1970?
Yes, they have.
Lesson 43. Holidays in Germany. If you come to Germany, you'll be able to stay with me, of course.
That's very kind of you.
If you come in summer, there'll be a lot to do. If the weather's fine, we'll be able to go out every day. We'll be able to go swimming, play tennis, and go for walks. The countryside around Düsseldorf is really beautiful.
I've heard that winter holidays are very nice in Germany.
Well, if you like skiing, the south of Germany is ideal. If you come in winter, we can go skiing together.
That sounds a marvellous idea.
One. If you come to Germany, you'll be able to stay with me, of course.
Two. That's very kind of you.
Three. If you come in summer, there'll be a lot to do. Four. If the weather's fine, we'll be able to go out every day. Five. We'll be able to go swimming, play tennis, and go for walks. Six. The countryside around Düsseldorf is really beautiful.
Seven. I've heard that winter holidays are very nice in Germany.
Eight. Well, if you like skiing, the south of Germany is ideal. Nine. If you come in winter, we can go skiing together.
Ten. That sounds a marvellous idea.
Lesson 44. Christmas in the Mountains. If you come to visit me, when will you come?
I think we'll come in winter.
But if there's a lot of snow, we won't go by car.
No, if the weather's bad, we'll travel by train.
How long will it take us if we travel by train?
I can't really say. If we want to go skiing, we'll have to travel to the mountains.
I'd like to spend Christmas in the mountains.
If we want to go there at Christmas, we'll have to book in advance.
Don't worry. I'll make all the arrangements for us. One. If you come to visit me, when will you come?
Two. I think we'll come in winter.
Three. But if there's a lot of snow, we won't go by car.
Four. No. If the weather's bad, we'll travel by train.
Five. How long will it take us if we travel by train?
Six. I can't really say. Seven. If we want to go skiing, we'll have to travel to the mountains.
Eight. I'd like to spend Christmas in the mountains.
Nine. If we want to go there at Christmas, we'll have to book in advance.
Ten. Don't worry. I'll make all the arrangements for us. Lesson 45. Exercise 15. The future with will.
1. Ask Anne and John where they'll stay if they go to Germany.
Where will you stay if you go to Germany?
2. Ask them what they'll do if they go in winter.
What will you do if you go in winter?
3. Ask them what they'll do if they go in summer.
What will you do if you go in summer?
4. Ask them how they'll get there if they don't fly.
How will you get there if you don't fly?
5. Ask them how long it'll take if they travel by train.
How long will it take if you travel by train?
46. The nightlife of London.
Are you going to come back to London, Jack?
When do you mean?
When you've been to Scotland.
Oh, yes. I'm only going to stay there for 3 days.
What are you going to do when you get back here?
I'm going to enjoy the nightlife of London.
Do you mean you're going to spend all your time in nightclubs?
No, of course not. I'm going to go to concerts, to the theatre, to the cinema, and so on. I've already bought the tickets.
One. Are you going to come back to London, Jack?
Two. When do you mean?
3. When you've been to Scotland.
4. Oh, yes. I'm only going to stay there for 3 days.
5. What are you going to do when you get back here?
6. I'm going to enjoy the nightlife of London.
7. Do you mean you're going to spend all your time in nightclubs?
8. No, of course not. 9. I'm going to go to concerts, to the theatre, to the cinema, and so on. 10. I've already bought the tickets. 47. Thanks.
When are you going to go back to Germany, Jacques?
In a week's time.
Are you going to travel by train?
No, I'm not. I'm going to fly. Well, I really must be going now. Thank you very much for a very pleasant evening.
Not at all. It was a pleasure to have you here.
Let me drive you back to the hotel.
Thank you. That's very kind of you.
One. When are you going to go back to Germany, Jacques?
2. In a week's time.
3. Are you going to travel by train?
4. No, I'm not. I'm going to fly. 5. Well, I really must be going now. 6. Thank you very much for a very pleasant evening.
7. Not at all. 8. It was a pleasure to have you here.
9. Let me drive you back to the hotel.
10. Thank you. That's very kind of you. Lesson 48. Exercise 16. The future with going to.
1. Tell John that you're going to fly to Scotland on Monday.
2.
Is Jacques going to go back to Germany by train?
No, he's not. He's going to fly.
3. Are we going to do question 5 next?
No, we're not. We're going to do question 4.
4. Am I going to read number 5 in German?
No, you're not. You're going to read number 5 in English.
5. Are John and Anne going to spend their next holidays in Scotland?
No, they're not. They're going to spend their next holidays in Germany.